This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The chair of the Federal Communications Commission, Ajit Pai, announced he'll step down in January with the new administration coming in. His departure suggests there will be a Democratic majority on that commission, meaning new policy fights, including whether internet providers can continue to give faster internet speeds to preferred content providers, network neutrality. Here's Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino.
Under Pai's leadership, the FCC voted to roll back net neutrality rules in 2017, igniting fears that would stifle competition. Imagine Comcast, which partially owns Hulu, could slow down access to a competitor like Netflix. But, says Shane Tews, a fellow with the American Enterprise Institute,
I just haven't seen this idea that, you know, there's a lot of throttling of content. We've proven that that wasn't a problem.
But David Schaffness, a professor at Northeastern University, says just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it won't.
We shouldn't decide whether net neutrality or the lack of it has been successful based on a few years. Historically, when we see opportunities for an unlevel playing field, that's taken advantage of.
And the stakes have never been higher, says Kevin Warbach at the University of Pennsylvania.
Broadband's an essential service. Right now, we've seen just how vital it is. And we've also seen the challenges.
He'd like to see Congress take up the issue so the rules don't just keep changing with each new president. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.